Very high selector, Jamie Wall. That was hard fought in the end.
Yeah, geez, absolutely. Like, look, the conditions, fairness to CIT, couldn't have been any better for what we got on the day. Like, and I suppose coming into today, if you'd have said it was going to be 11-9 in horrible conditions, you would have thought that that would have been a, you know, a big plus for LIT. So I think our lads put down a marker, you know, and really proved something about themselves, that they're more than just good names and nice hurlers, you know. There's a lot of real characters in there, and they've really shown that today, so we're absolutely delighted with that. Like,
conditions got progressively worse as the game went on, but the shooting in the first half was absolutely, it was very poor from both sides.
Yeah, it was, and look, I suppose we were lucky that, that it was equally as poor on their end as it was on ours. Like, but look, I suppose, you know, any coach, manager, selector, you're in a great position going into final where you have something, you have a stick to beat them with tonight. So you weren't hoping for the perfect performance today. I think one of the boys from Mayo said there a few weeks back they weren't looking to be the best team in the competition on the first day, and hopefully we'll try and be the best team on the last day rather than the second last day, because we've done that before, you know, and fell flat in the last day. So please God we're going the right direction. Obviously, look, we've an awful lot to work on after today. We're not fooling ourselves that there's a big job there. We posted 11 points, I think, UL at 3:14 when I left it, you know, so look, obviously we have an awful lot to work on, but look, we're delighted to be in the final with stuff to work on, you know. We'll have a chat tonight and we'll get ready tonight, so, and please God we'll have a big performance again tomorrow, you know.
Is it fair to say, Jamie, though, today's conditions didn't suit your game because you've runners and they didn't get a chance to prove that today?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, like I kind of alluded to, like, today's conditions, they're not ideal for us. Like, we'd love to be out playing hurling in June with the players we have, but I think the players we have kind of showed something about themselves, that when it comes to a day like today, you know, they can win ugly, as they say. You know, they can win well, they can win ugly, and you know, it was great to do that, you know.
Yeah, and a final now tomorrow against UL, you know all about them, sure?
Yeah, we do, we know them only too well. They beat us by 7 points in the group, so obviously we'll be up against it. You know, they have an awful lot of huge players, you know, Jason Ford, John McGrath, these guys. So, like, we're under no illusions the size of the task, but you know, we've enough guys there too that we're pretty confident in ourselves as well. So I think, you know, both sets of teams will be pretty confident going into tomorrow, and that's the way it should be. You know, they're arguably, you would say, the two best colleges in the country have made it to the final, and please God now we can go one step further tomorrow.
I think on the basis of the two games today though, and your group meeting, you'll probably wear an underdog tag, Jamie. How will you feel about that?
I would be delighted with it, sure. Look, you know, it's something about Irish sport where everyone likes to be the underdog. So look, our lads have been favourites going into games, they've been underdogs in games. I think at the end of the day, like, both teams know well enough that stuff isn't going to matter a whole lot. You know, there isn't much between the two panels, there isn't much between the two 15s, and that's the way it'll be tomorrow, I'm sure.
With the nature of the competition then, quick turnaround, any immediate injury concerns for you?
Nothing right now. We're going to get in, talk to our physio, we're going to go to the Hydro Pool in UCC tonight, and suppose we'll have a better idea tonight what the story is.
All right, best of luck in the final.
Thanks, Lisa.
LIT manager Davy Fitzgerald, needless to say, disappointment for you.
Yeah, it was a game like that, 2 points. We had our opportunities in the second half, and I suppose conditions are tough, but when you get opportunities, you got to take them. If you don't, you won't end up winning the game. But fair play to Mary Eye and best of luck to them.
It was hard fought in the end, but I mean, both sides wasteful in the first.
Yeah, we're both wasteful. Conditions are really tough, but it actually was very competitive. There was a lot of bunching in the middle third, which made it really hard to get clear opportunities to score. That's why the game was so low, because there was a lot of bodies in the middle third. We kind of knew that would be the way. So, listen, whether you lose it 3 points to 2 or whatever the story is, it's disappointing when we've worked hard for the last number of months. But in saying that, listen, we give it our all.
Your lads brought it back to a 1 point game towards the end, Davey, but they went defensive on you, and I suppose you didn't get that space you needed.
Yeah, they went very defensive, and I suppose we had a few chances, had a few frees, and you've got to be putting them over, and it just didn't work for us on the day. But there's no point complaining. They won it, and we wish them nothing but the best.
Would you give them much of a chance against Brian Lohan's UL?
Yeah, they probably, if whether it was ourselves or themselves, would have to improve a small bit. UL will definitely go in his favours. Like, the pick they have, the amount of students they have, the talent they have is incredible. But never say never, you know. Mary, you have a very decent team there, you know. And if they get stuck into it, go man to man tomorrow, you'd never know what happens. Like, UL should be winning. Like, they have serious, serious talent, but I like Mary Eye. They're a decent side, you know.